The following 10 places do not have the din of a mother or a chavah. If a guy lived in one of the following 10 places and then moved out and Yisrael moved in, he would not have to make an inspection to ensure that no naphil is buried there. The following 10 places, we can rely on the fact that a guy would not bury a naphil there. All Harbim, the tents that are used by Arabs. The Arabs tend to be nomads and live in tents. And you don't have to check underneath the tent to ensure that no naphil is buried there. And since it's a temporary dwelling, they don't bury nephilim there. Vehas sukkos, and huts that are used by people that guard orchards. Vatrifim, a teepee-like structure. Vaha borgenet. Borgenet is a hut that is an orchard. And when it rained, they would put the fruit in this hut to protect it from rain. Vahal ketios. Ketios is a roof without walls that's used merely for shade. Ubeit shar, a gatehouse where the watchman stays there. Vahavira shalchas, the open air of a courtyard. Vahamerchas, and a bathhouse. Umakom hachidzim, place where the arrows from the soldiers are stored. Umakom halegion is a place where the legions stay, the barracks, where the soldiers stay. All these places are not permanent dwellings and therefore do not require any bedikah, as no guy would bury a naphil in one of these places since it's not a permanent dwelling. They only bury their naphil in permanent dwellings. Second Nagarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Maros Nagarim, Shnayim Shein Arba. The four different types of Maros Nagarim are the Negatzaras that a person would have on his skin. A Negatzaras on a person's skin is a white patch. Somebody has a white patch on his skin. There are four shades of white that would be Metamahim and would be considered Tzaras. Two are mentioned in the Torah explicitly, which is Baheres and Se'eth. The Torah said that if a person has a Baheres or a Se'eth on his skin, then he would be Tameh. That would be considered a Negatzaras. But altogether, there are four. As there are two more shades of white that are considered Negatzaras, even though they're not explicitly specified in the Torah, but since the Torah says that each one of the two that are mentioned in the Torah, which is Baheret and Se'eth, has a Tolda, a derivative of it. So therefore, there are two more shades of white that would be Tameh as Tzaras. Baheret, Adha Kishelet, Shniyala Kisiraich. Baheret is a shade of white that's mentioned in the Torah as being Tzaras. The shade of white that Baharis is bright white like snow. While the secondary shade of white, which is a tolda of Baharis, it's a derivative of Baharis, it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, had the appearance of the lime of the Hechel. The Hechel in the Beit HaMikdash had very bright lime, as was whitewashed every year before Pesach. That is the appearance of the second shade of white that would be Tamei as Tzaras. Vahas Se'eth. Se'eth is the second Negat Tzaras that is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Kekrum Beitza. The appearance of Se'eth is a white patch with the appearance of the white skin of an egg. The white skin right inside the shell of an egg. That's the appearance of Se'eth. Now this is a less bright white than all the other shades of white mentioned here in the Mishnah. Shniyala Ketzemer Lavan Divrei Rabbi Meir. The secondary shade of white that's a derivative of Se'eth, that's not mentioned in the Torah, it's a tolda of Se'eth, has the appearance of white wool. The appearance of a keves ben yomo, a one-day-old lamp that had its wool washed off. That's the brightest white wool that you can find. That's brighter white than Sidra Hechon, certainly brighter than Chrome Bear. That's the Tolda of Se'eth, according to Rabbi Meir. And if somebody has a patch of skin that's white, and one of the shades that is mentioned here, he would be Tommy. That would be a Negat Tzaras. The Chachamim switch around Se'eth and its Tolda. They say Se'eth is a bright white of white wool of a Keves Ben Yom, of a day-old lamb. While the secondary shade of white that the Tolda of Se'eth is like the chrome of a bear, the white skin of an egg. As according to the Chachamim, the two Avos, the two Negat Tzaras that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, have the brightest white colors. The Haris is bright white like snow. That's the brightest of all. And Se'eth, which is the other Negat Tzaras mentioned in the Torah, is Ketzemer Lavan. That's the second brightest shade of white that's mentioned here, while the two Toldos would have the less bright shades of white. So the Tolda of Baharis would be Sid HaHechol, and the Tolda of Se'eth is Chrom Be'er. That's the least bright shade of white that is mentioned here. Now, the Chacham and Rabbi Meir all agree that these four shades of white are all considered Negat Tzaras and would be Metamei the person. So what are they arguing about? As the din is, that if somebody has a nega tzaraas, the minimum size for that tzaraas to be metamehim is the size of a gris. A gris is a bean, approximately 3 square centimeters. If somebody has a nega tzaraas that's 3 square centimeters, he would become tamei. Now, let's say he has a nega tzaraas that's only half a gris, 1.5 square centimeters. But he has a different shade of white attached to it that's also 1.5 square centimeters. Altogether, he has 3 square centimeters, but it's 2 different shades of white. So the din is that an av and its toldo, or the two avos, would combine to create a nega tzaraas that would be metamehim. Meaning to say, if you have half a gris of nega tzaraas of baharis, and another half a gris of nega tzaraas of the toldo baharis, which is sidah hechol, they would combine, and you would have a gris of a nega tzaraas that would be metame. And so too, the two shades of white that are both avos, that are both explicitly mentioned in the Torah, would combine to make a nega tzaraas. For example, you have half a gris of baharis and half a gris of se'eis, if they're together, would combine to make a gris and be metame you for nega tzaraas. But the two toldos would not combine. If you have half a gris of a shade of white, like a sidah hechol, which is a toldo of baharis, and half a gris of a shade of white, like semer levon, which according to Rabbi Meir is a toldo of seif, it would not combine to create a gris, and you would not be tummy. That's according to Rabbi Meir, who holds a toldo of seif, like semer levon. But according to the Chachamim, the toldo of seif is like chrome beitza. So according to the Chachamim, chrome beitza would not combine with sidah hechol, as two toldos, two derivatives that are not mentioned in the Torah, could not combine. So therefore, the difference between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is only which shades of white would combine with each other. According to Rabbi Meir, the two toldos are sidah hechol and semer levon, so therefore those two shades of white would not combine to make an nega tzaraas to be metameyu, while according to the Chachamim, the two toldos are sidah hechol and krom beitza. Those two toldos would not combine to create a gris and to be metameyu as nega tzaraas.